That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know. To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Burn.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. And welcome once again to The Neighborhood Listen. This is the podcast from Dignity Falls, and we are residents of Dignity Falls exploring our neighborhood and sharing it with you. Who am I, you might ask? Well, I'll tell you.
I was wondering.
No, hold on.
I'm like, who is this across from me?
What?
I'm Joan, joking.
You're kidding around.
Of course I am.
You're very funny, and people don't give you enough credit for that.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing people were saying. Okay.
Well, it's because
I think you're
such a terrific actress. I think that people take you at your word a lot. You don't realize when you're joshing.
Do you think that's right? I always
morally?
Thought that I really. No, I just don't. What if it's correct? I used to think that at my open houses, because I'm a realtor, my name is Joan Pedestrian. And I like to think that I have I give good open house.
Well, I think you do. And I'm a pharmacist. My name is Bert Mia Petty. And I think that I think that you are good. I think when you're removed from the professional sort of hosting arena.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Some people might think,
who are these some people? It's almost as if you've had many conversations. And you don't want to be any more specific.
Do you know who it is?
Oh my God, who?
It's Mickey at the pharmacy.
What?
Now look, I can say this
Mickey
because
Mickey loves me.
Mickey, he does love you, but he believes everything that you say.
Oh my
God. So if you make a joke, if you're sarcastic at all, he will later text me and say, why did Joan say that?
He thought I had amnesia for 5 years?
Yes.
Oh my God. That was just because I couldn't find my card in my purse. And I was like, oh, God, it's probably because I had that amnesia for 5 years. You know what I mean?
And he
but
said,
I had that face and that voice.
I know.
And he thought I was serious?
He said, she's so brave. Even though the amnesia somehow has affected her face and voice occasionally.
Oh, he thought it was face affected amnesia.
Yes, you're... He thought it was FAA. And he said, Joan is my hero.
Well, I mean, I guess, I don't know. Let him think that. Why should we correct him?
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to pop his
but I will. His
balloon,
what?
Pierce that bubble that he lives in.
Okay, so that's just good to know. Do you promise it's just Mickey?
It's just Mickey. Whew. It's just Mickey.
Okay, I got worried. I thought this was getting around town. Oh my God.
I feel guilty because I feel like I inadvertently exaggerated.
Which is a big blanket statement. You know what?
Sometimes
a lot of people don't think you're funny, is what I heard.
I can see how that sounded that way to you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for that. Phew. What a way to start. I'm awake. That for one.
Yes.
Babe. How are you doing?
Well, yeah, checking in with Doug, our engineer, Joan's husband, who is somewhere else in the pedestrian home.
Are you hearing all this, babe? You know what?
Yes.
I'm joking, right?
Are you hearing all this?
Yeah,
I hope so.
It's coming in a little bit.
Oh.
What do you mean it's coming in a little bit?
Oh, he's in the, what is it? The ham radio room? Is that what you're calling it?
You have a whole room for ham radio?
This is again. Well,
how big is this room?
He's got a bunch of different. You tell him, babe.
It's ham, and then of course, you know, we have like Spanish jamon.
Jamon radio, you know,
draping from the
ew. What?
Now I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay, so you have a ham radio in there. I guess I have to ask: is the radio made out of ham?
The radio is not made out of ham. Okay. I don't think that would work.
You might be right. And you have drapes that are made of Iberian ham.
Hanging, you know how they have in Spain, the hanging ham.
I haven't been. It's just all over the place.
He saw
the hanging ham gardens of Spain.
It's really he's been sort of into, you know how he likes the evidence room, right? We've talked about this.
He had an evidence room.
Yes. And I don't just like it; it's important.
Okay. All right, babe. It's important. The evidence room is important. There's actual evidence in there from actual cases.
There's some evidence I don't like.
Yes.
What do you? There's some evidence you don't like.
Perhaps we should revisit this moment for our listeners if you don't remember.
Oh, fun.
When he had, because what was going on for a while is he was sending this pilot ahead of time to our guests.
Yes, evidently.
Evidently. About.
What was evidently about?
I'm pretty sure the whole concept was just that the town was corrupt and he's the only one that saw the evidence right away.
And his name was Lee.
Yeah, his name was Lee. That's right. And
evident was his title.
Was it? Now that we didn't
title?
Discuss.
Not a nickname, but a title? Evident.
Yes.
Okay.
The prestigious evident.
I didn't know that. That's new. Did that you make a rewrite?
Little punch up?
Did you do a little punch up?
Well, it's on his first.
Is that a goldenrod?
Have you done your joke pass yet?
I'm not sure he knows all the terms, Bert. How do you know them all?
I don't know. Isn't that funny? I shouldn't
sometimes
know that.
Sometimes you'll just demonstrate this crazy knowledge.
Well, you know the problem?
Entertainment industry.
What is the problem, Doug?
I'm realizing now I gave the joke pass to Mickey.
Oh, no.
Dear. He probably thinks it's real. Maybe he thought it was Doug's memoirs or something.
Would have been a strange formatting for a memoir.
It sure
Although
was.
I haven't seen the script. I don't know if Doug knows about script formatting. Now, I know a lot about this because Gabby, you know, is a big...
She still loves Gabby?
Yes. And she loves... you know, Hollywood stuff and script writing and all that. So she knows the terms. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, we
mini room.
Well, you said
menu
that one with,
binder.
You said that one with a real edge. Oh, now you said this. You're saying them all the same. I see. Okay.
Who are you, Mickey?
All right. So that was the script he was working on. Then he stopped sending it ahead to me because that was very uncomfortable for everyone.
We did not realize it had been happening.
Realized it in real time with our guest Sybil who sold
keys,
but Bibbles means lockers.
Yes.
That's a deep cut for our listeners, I think.
Okay. It is.
So,
even deeper cut for anyone else.
And so he sort of got off of the evidencing. He got into like spy stuff, you know, like sitting and listening on the wire, maybe a little bit of alien stuff. I don't know, babe, but he sort of got more into sci-fi. So his idea of just sitting
sci-fi
there,
with a little bit of alien stuff,
sitting in the middle of like, you know, a room listening for
just a pinch,
just for anything.
Wow. Tearing up the floorboards like Gene Hackman in The Conversation.
Again, these references, Bert.
Well, that's a movie. I mean,
I know, but I don't, you know what? I'm ashamed to say I don't. And I mean ashamed. I have deep shame that I haven't seen The Conversation.
It's okay.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's okay.
I mean, I've seen The French Connection. Wonderful film.
I haven't seen that in a long, long time.
Oh, Gene Hackman's wonderful. We watched him be wonderful when we did our Superman 2 watch along.
That's right. He was terrific.
We watched him be wonderful.
I mean, I don't understand why there's such a big deal about him looking old and being old. Right now, he's trending on Twitter.
He's in his 90s.
I know. And that's what people look like in their 90s. Yes. Exactly. And you know what? He looks pretty damn good.
Yeah.
He was walking.
Leave him alone.
Thank you. Yeah. Leave Gene Hackman alone. Hopefully by the time this has come out, people have left him alone.
Absolutely.
And he's still with us.
And he's still with us.
Those are my hopes.
Yes. How old do you think he'll live to be?
That's a hard thing to say. Why would you ask me that?
hadn't thought about my motive.
Because if I say too long, then it'll be so sad when I'm wrong. And if I say too soon, that will also seem mean. I just think every day he gets now is a gift. I'm sure that's how he feels.
Probably, yeah.
That's how I feel.
Does he still ride his bike? He used to ride his bike a lot.
How? No, really? I did
in
not know
retirement,
that.
In retirement, there would when every once in a while there'd be a picture of him and he's riding his bike.
Oh, my goodness.
How long has he been retired now? Do we need to be talking about Gene Hackman this much?
We really don't, but I'm also we really it. Do. So
Doesn't
anyway,
he
that's
live
why
in Santa Barbara?
No, he lives in New Mexico, and I only know that because of Twitter.
Wow.
I hate that I know that. I shouldn't know where he lives. That's none of my business.
No, it's none of your business. Mind your own.
Sorry, and I mean to say X. Oh, God. Bern, I just can't.
X
I'm
what?
Just. It's supposed to be called X now, right?
Oh.
I'm way behind.
I forgot
you
about
know, the kids are always...
Honestly, that didn't take. Except with except with news sources that say X, formerly Twitter.
Any of us are really used to saying it anymore. No. I hear people say it all the time. It's very annoying.
Do you really?
I do.
I
hear people say Twitter all the time.
Oh, yeah. People just say Twitter because that's what it is.
But the kids are always trying to remind me, you know, it's X. Although they're not on any of that stuff.
This is Calliope.
Well,
Jalliope, excuse me. I can't believe I've never made that mistake before.
Oh, I've made Jalliope. It many times.
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yes.
She must not like that.
Oh, she doesn't. But then
this is Joan's daughter, Jalliope.
Jalliope, and then I have the twins.
And Doug, sorry.
True. J and K are next to each other in the alphabet.
Yes.
That's true.
Babe.
But Calliope, of course, is spelled with a C.
Not.
Yes. Babe.
Not if it's spelled with a K.
Okay.
That's true. If it is, misspelled, it's right next to...
But it's not.
Good out.
Wow. I still do wonder what's going on in that sweet brain of yours, babe. Sometimes I actually still can't do the maze, you know?
Oh, okay. So, Doug, are you a, we'll get back to the kids in a second, but Doug, are you a ham radio enthusiast? This is something I did not know about you before.
Yeah, I am now because it turns out most of the channels get this amazing form of static. That is, you know, when you try to decode the messages coming through the static.
When you try to?
What messages have you gotten? Have you gotten any messages?
Well, I'm putting them together, trying to map out the patterns.
I'm not familiar with this phenomenon.
It could be a language of some sort.
Like an Arrival?
The Charlie Sheen movie in the 90s, The Arrival.
Wow.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Wow. Definitely don't know that one.
Just Arrival.
No, it's just Arrival. Amy Adams. One. It's very sad.
Josh Renner is a scientist.
Jeremy Renner.
He might as well be
the Charlie Sheen one. The aliens had inverted knees like a grasshopper.
Oof.
I always thought that's a better system.
Oh, so the Charlie Sheen one was also an alien movie?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's all Arrival can be in a title, I guess.
I feel
aliens.
If you had grasshopper legs, maybe you could jump pretty far.
Yeah.
You could.
Grasshoppers prove that.
Should we get back to the kids?
Grasshoppers proved it. But no, in Arrival, Jeremy Renner is a scientist, and that's why he wears glasses sometimes.
Yeah, that's how you know.
Yes.
That's how you know. So the kids, Jalliope and my twins, Matt and...
Ubermensch,
that's right. Matt and Ubermensch, why were we talking about them? I mean, not like I need a reason. Oh,
because they're always constantly reminding you...
That I'm supposed to say X.
Twitter is X.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How are the boys, by the way?
They're fine. They're thinking of sailing across the world this summer.
Across the world this summer. Just for the summer.
Just for the summer.
How long does it take? Is it a 3-month affair?
80 days or something?
Are you thinking of around the world?
I'm thinking of the movie.
Yes.
Babe.
I believe hot air balloons were involved. Which you know what? I'm not actually sure. I've never read that book.
Me neither.
That story? Is it a book or just a story?
I have no idea.
So I don't even know if hot air balloons are in that or if that's an invention of the film.
That's a good question. These are such old references. No one's going to know. There's no way to find these answers.
No, only Gene Hackman is the only person old enough to know. And we're not going to go to New Mexico.
We're not going to bother him.
No.
Anyways, listen, these are just these ideas they get, right? They came downstairs.
Yes.
They're like, they watched White Squall. Remember that movie?
That's what made them want to get on a boat?
Yeah.
Scott Wolf, Jeff Bridges.
I love the word squall.
Is that where the QAnon phrase comes from? Where we go one, we go all?
Oh, no, I hope not.
I think it's from White Squall.
It's from White
when
Squall.
When we're done.
Oh,
we're
that makes me very concerned.
What did you say? Were,
I was trying to complete the rhyme. I thought that's what you meant.
It's not a rhyme.
We go one, we
no,
go
it was
all.
It was over.
We're trying to rhyme it with White Squall, right? No.
Sure.
Is that what you're trying to do?
He just goes, sure. That's marriage. That's what that is.
That is marriage.
That is marriage.
Absolutely.
I'm not right. I have it wrong. And he just goes, sure. Because you know what? It's easier just to move on.
Let me ask you this. This is a thing that I've wondered. In marriage, if one partner says something and the other partner doesn't hear it, and for the first partner, it's not worth repeating, can you get away with saying nothing?
Yes, and that's often what happens. But
really?
You will get in trouble for it later because it will come up what was discussed, and then you'll be like, "Why are we getting on an airplane?" And it's like, "Well, because you absolutely didn't hear me that time that we were actually leaving town tomorrow."
But then that person should not have said nothing. They should have repeated themselves. We're getting on an airplane tomorrow.
I agree with that.
How do you get all the way to the airport?
You'd be surprised. One whole vacation at Disney World, and Doug was asleep. I had to wake him up. I was like, "Babe." And he was like, what, is it church? I was like, we don't go to church.
Is it church?
I was like, we're going to the airport. When Doug first wakes up, he's very much like a little boy. Like, it's almost like he wakes up in his old bed,
absolutely,
in his mind.
Yeah. And Doug, did your family, I actually don't know much about Doug's family. Were you a religious family? Did you go to church on Sundays?
We were not religious at all, actually, but we did go to church on Sundays.
Why did you do that?
I think that they were just sort of, you kind of had a family that was very lonely. So I think you just enjoyed the folk, what am I trying to say?
Communal.
Yeah, the social aspect of it.
They had these picnics that were
There's
amazing.
Nothing like the social aspect of church. It is the best.
Well, it's just nice when people ask how you are, you know, what
absolutely.
You're doing.
Absolutely.
Which is not what happened at home all the time,
no.
You know, so.
Exactly.
Someone else does. Has older, strange women ask you how you're doing. Sometimes it's comforting.
Sometimes it is comforting. And
I didn't mean to say strange, just older women.
People you don't know.
That's right. That's what I meant to say.
But some of them are strange.
Some of them are strange.
Yes, they go every day. What was I going to ask you?
I don't know. We went off on a marriage tangent.
Nothing.
All I'm saying is that, well, now I'm worried because if it's a QAnon thing, I'm worried of what they were into and what they were watching that made them want to do this.
Yes.
But let's just say it's probably not going to happen. You know, what they'll probably do is they'll probably just rent. They'll probably go down to the lake outside of town because we don't have any bodies of water anymore in the town.
It's really too bad.
They'll probably go.
So sad.
It is very sad. So they're probably just.
Too bad, so sad.
They're probably just going to, I don't know, rent a
catamaran?
Not a catamaran. I was going to say catamaran. Skiff. Yeah, maybe it's. Well,
what's a skiff again?
No, there's a word for a small sailboat and I can't remember what it is. It's not a dinghy. I can't remember
small
what it is.
Sailboat.
I know. It's how you learn how to sail.
Wow.
Yeah, my cousins used to do it in the summer, but I can't remember what it's called. But maybe it'll come to me. But
I hope so.
It's not important. What's important is that we have a guest.
Then I don't hope so. That's true. Now, Joan, if we seem a little bit all over the place, we have taken a long break between recordings. We never take a break in the middle of a season.
That's right.
And Joan has been traveling a little bit, performing.
I have.
And do you want to tell people about that?
Yeah, I decided to take, I had mentioned this at the beginning of the season. I have developed a new one-woman Hamlet, which I call Herlet.
Herlet, that's right.
And I'm taking it all around the country, wherever.
All around the country.
Well, I mean, okay, that's my hope. Mm. I've only gone to Illinois. That's it. I did three towns in Illinois.
Three towns? How'd it go?
Three towns. You know what? It was great when people came.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to cancel a bunch of other nights because there was I'm not going to do it to nobody. I mean, I treated it as rehearsal one time.
Exactly.
We had one that was a middle school matinee. Oof. Mm. Now that was terrible. They just giggled through the whole thing and made out and got on stage and threw things at me.
Wow.
It was really rough.
Which did they get on stage first?
Yeah, they got on stage and threw things at me from the stage.
From the stage. Oh,
point
that's
blank.
Too close. That's too close.
But you know, I'm in the process, you know, like stand-up comedians, they take a year to develop
a
new hour. Yes. This is something I know that I could teach you.
Wow.
And so I imagine it's going to take
more good comedy then.
Oh yeah, that's right, Bert. You're like specifically sketch comedy. You don't care. No, I don't care for that, but you do. There's something.
I don't like sketch comedy because the stories are too short.
Okay. That's right.
I like a story that I can focus on for longer than 5 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like the conversation.
Like the conversation with Gene Hackman.
Small Sloop.
Sloop. Oh, that's it.
Small Sloop?
Sloop John B. It's a Beach Boys song.
Sure.
Yeah, so Sloop. They'll probably get a Sloop. And then they'll make fun of that word because that word will sound funny to them.
It's a pretty funny word.
Anyway, so I did. I took a couple of weeks to go to Illinois, to Southern Illinois, and to just...
It's getting more specific as we go.
Just did a tour of Southern Illinois, and I
Well, now, why did you choose Southern Illinois? What was it about Southern Illinois that you thought, this is the place to go?
When new musicals are being workshopped, like in New York City, you know, and these days with people, message boards and internet and everything, if it's too close, you know, to New York, or if it's too prolific or like or important a theater when they're doing an out of town, right? They go out of town first so they can mess it all up and fix it all up before they come to New York. So you want to go very far away. And so I just thought, well, what better? I don't need people on the message boards trashing my Hurley right now. So I'm going to go to where nobody is. I just didn't think about an audience.
You were thinking to yourself, don't trash my Hurlet.
I said, don't trash my Hurlet.
Do you think that will replace Don't Yuck My Yum? Don't trash my Hurlet.
Potentially, yeah.
I wanted to
ask. And maybe
ask,
I could sell merch.
That is the
Don't trash my Hurlet.
You know, anytime you go to the theater and they're selling merch from the show. Oh, I got to get that raglan sleeve t-shirt.
You wouldn't believe
from Hadestown.
You call it Hurts.
Oh, Perch.
That's really good.
Doug, that's good.
Babe, I like it.
Every once
Doug,
in a while.
That's good. Hurch.
You wouldn't believe how much Broadway fans care about merch. It's one of the first things they ask. They're like, any merch?
And really?
It's like for Suffs, the musical about the suffragettes, what merch do you want?
I'm sorry. Did you say there's a musical about suffragettes called Suffs?
Yes.
Now that
I
can't
didn't
be.
Want to bring it
now
up.
Now this is something Mickey would not understand because it's clearly a joke.
I really didn't mean to bring it up.
Are you sure I haven't fallen into your web?
I'm not.
I think everything we've said so far has led up to you bringing up Suffs, the musical. Was it a musical?
It's literally a musical. It's on Broadway right now.
Is it? What?
Yep.
Suffs.
Okay. We've already given this too much time. Yes. Yes. Listen,
Sounds pretty cool to me.
Thank you, babe.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. It's just, it's a wonderful cast of extremely talented ladies.
I'm sure.
And, and Hillary Clinton is one of the producers.
I thought you were going to say she's in it.
Well, she might be.
Do you think she came up with the title?
I don't think so.
I don't want you to suffer.
Okay.
Missing Suffs.
Is that her doing the promo?
Remember when she did the Pokemon Go?
I do not.
Oh. Pokemon Go was very popular at the time of that election, and she said, Pokemon Go to the polls.
Oh, dear. Well, anyways.
That was when it all...
No, burnt. Let's not. Please, let's not go there. I wish
Pokemon
I never
go
brought
there.
It up. Okay, how about we Pokemon go, exactly go to a break? Can we do that?
That's great.
Thank
All
you.
All right, we will go to a break. And when we come back, we will have a guest right here with us when the Neighborhood Listen returns.
Hey, I just simply have to tell you, I'm excited about a podcast. Not just this one that you're listening to, but another one that you can and should listen to. The title? It's simply called Tiny Dinos. It is hosted by Connor Ratliff and James III. They play two best friends who are scientists, and it's all about a top secret experiment that will change the world. But as we know it. Each episode of the show, Tiny Dinos, features fun guests like Jason Mantzoukas, Adam Conover, an FBI agent, an AI assistant, a crank doctor named Crispy. It's the opposite of sanity. It's madness. You also might find a familiar voice on there sometime soon. I'm not saying it's me. I'm saying that's the chances are. And just in case this show sounds like it could be for kids, fuck you, it's not. There's blackmail, graphic descriptions of violence, and people say the F word like I just did. Not a lot, but the F word does come up. Probably more than the one time I just did it.
So listen to Tiny Dinos today. It is out now wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Paul. Goodbye.
Hi, everyone. It's Nicole. How are you? Listen, the weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and luckily, I found Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's right, I said less, not more. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Now, I love also all the items that I've already gotten from Quince. I can wear my sunglasses year-round. I got a pair of sunglasses from Quince. I'm still concerned that I'm not cool enough for them and that I can't get away with it. But I also got some amazing joggers for my four-year-old son, and I tried them on. I'm sorry, it's just weird. I know it's weird, but I wanted to feel the luxury. And let me tell you, they're fabulous. Now listen, get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/TNL for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That is quince.com/TNL to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/TNL. Bye.
This is Deborah. Dog outfits, small, medium size, take both free. Elf, brand new, never been worn. Miss Claus, used one black rose, unstitched, overall good condition. Look, I got two dogs. One barely tolerates costumes, the other one not at all. And I am trying to get these dogs into show business, but this ain't gonna do it. So I'm teaching them how to sing.
And welcome back to The Neighborhood Listening. Guess what, Joan? We've got a guest.
Oh, boy.
If you're not aware already, what we do is we scour the Neighbor app. That's the neighborhood social networking app. And we look for interesting posts, and then we invite the people on the show. And this week is no different. I had a surplus of saliva in my mouth, and it had to be gotten rid of.
Okay.
And that's why there was a little moment of silence as that operation was taking place.
That's okay. I don't think I didn't even notice it.
All right. So this week is no different. We do have a guest, and this is in the for sale and free section. And this is Leah. Leah writes, subject line, free dental cleaning, parentheses, serious inquiries only, please, close parentheses, free. Free dental cleaning. I am a dental hygiene student in my last semester of school. Please let me know if you have any questions. What's the catch? Appointments are long, 3 hours. 3 hours. Wow. And multiple appointments are required for a deep cleaning. This is worth it for people without insurance, as a deep cleaning can cost $800 to $1,200. Everything is checked and supervised by a registered dental hygienist. And then this is the, here we go. These are, this is the fine print. Must not have missing, broken, loose teeth. Dental fillings are okay as long as they are only on chewing surface or side of tooth, but not in between. I didn't even know there was such a thing. No implants, crowns, partials, or bridges. And then back to non-yelling font. Looking for people that need a good cleaning. Do you have plaque that can't be removed with your toothbrush? Puffy gums that bleed when you brush? Please contact me to set up an appointment. All services are provided at a community college in Dignity Falls, comma, and then it ends.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
A cliffhanger.
And we have Leah.
Leah, welcome to The Neighborhood Listen.
Oh, thank you. Give me that plaque.
What is that?
Like a catchphrase?
Yeah, it's a slogan. We have a marketing class in the dental school.
You have a marketing class?
Yeah. You know, you got to compete with all these other Dignity Falls dentists. I got to be up and the up and up, you know?
Okay, you know that. Now that's,
you gotta be on the
so
up
many
and up
questions.
And up.
You gotta, but I always thought that like dentistry was sort of just a real solid, like being a plumber, like every, there's always going to be a demand. I didn't know that it was so competitive.
It's very political.
Oh,
it's
very political. Mm-hmm. Could you go into that a little bit?
Yeah. You know, for instance, if you have the money to get your face cleaned and your hair done, people might take you more seriously than if your face is all dirty and you got messy, great, crazy hair.
Okay.
That's getting in people's mouths and stuff.
Oh, Lord.
I feel like there's definitely ways to prevent that from happening. But let me ask you about the professional face cleaning. What do you mean by that?
Thank you for asking.
Sure. You know, sometimes your face is super, super dirty.
Yeah.
Some people, they aren't able to wash it off. And so if you're a dentist that's coming into the practice and your face is all dirty, people are going to take you less seriously. So maybe you get the fancy headshots if you got the money and you get the dirt all airbrushed out. And that's what's on your bus and your bench, you know, pictures. But
yeah, this feels almost personal. But did something happen where someone maybe made a comment and thought that your face was a little bit dirty?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I come in. So my husband and I live in a rural area. He's a
and what's his name? I'm sorry.
His name is
Ben. If you don't want to tell
no,
us.
It's okay.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Ben Chrysler. He's the model for the Chrysler building and no big deal.
He's the model for the Chrysler building?
Yes. Yeah, the Chrysler building now is a model and he's been getting really famous. So we wanted to move somewhere a little more remote.
Well, because I love everything New York, you know.
Sure.
And I heart that apple so hard. And I was going on some tours I hadn't been on before and I didn't realize the Chrysler building had a tour. And you know how like there's sort of either, you know, the video before you take off on a plane that explains the safety features or even a ride at like Disneyland. Someone comes out who's famous, you know, then is like, hey, here's the, you know, if it's like a
Jason
movie.
Alexander.
Yeah. Or I was going to say the guy who played Putty on Seinfeld because he is
Patrick
on one of them.
Warburton.
That's right. Patrick Warburton. So the Chrysler building has one of those videos. And I believe Ben is also, that's when he was sort of became really famous because he just comes out and he's like, welcome. I mean, he has this gorgeous voice.
I know.
And he's standing in front of a model of the Chrysler building. And
the building you're in.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I thought it was a bit redundant as well. I was like, oh, I didn't even know we needed a whole video. But he goes on a whole, he does actually a reenactment of like the first meeting of who was going to build it. Mm-hmm. He plays the architect. He's pretty amazing.
It's a bit of an Eddie Murphy situation. He ends up playing a lot of the characters in that scene.
Wow.
He does.
But not all of them.
He's not quite Eddie Murphy. He plays about 80% of the characters.
That's a good amount.
Right.
Yeah. And he's so handsome, but he can change his look. You know, he just does it all by changing his face.
Glasses.
And he does this really incredible.
Glasses.
A mustache. Bandana.
Bandana.
What'd you say, babe?
This is fun. This is like call and response.
Yeah, call and call. You say the same thing back.
And his last name is Chrysler. Is that just a coincidence or is he related somehow to the Chrysler
question.
Car
this
company?
This is what's kind of, you know, sticky. He, you know, I married a Nepo baby.
Sure.
He's from the Chrysler family.
Oh, right.
And again, you know, he tries to keep a low profile, but people can't keep their hands off of him. They're following him. In New York, it was a nightmare.
I'm sure.
It was terrible.
Because everyone in New York visits the Chrysler building. So, of course,
once
they would see him.
And if you don't have a job two or three times.
Yeah.
They
make the time to visit the Chrysler.
They do.
Building. Yeah.
But, you know, but also, again, I remember he was trending for a while. So, I mean, his face was everywhere. You didn't even have to be in New York to know who he was. He was on your phone.
Yeah.
So then how long ago did you move here to get away from it all?
We moved here last year. So we're a little new.
Welcome.
And thank you. And you know, I had to, you know, kind of uproot my life, you know, a little bit.
What were you doing previously? Was it, I'm assuming since you're in dental school still, it wasn't that, or was it?
I had tried a stint at dental school. I wasn't, you know, I got a lot of discouragement from the crowd against very political. I was told I didn't have it.
Oh,
you
goodness.
Know?
I really...
Which is a bummer. But the New York dental school scene, it's really, really cutthroat. You get like celebrities' kids trying to be dentists.
Oh,
you get the hottest people on earth. They're so young. They're getting younger every day. You know,
for dental
sometimes it feels
school.
Like you have to be 16 to be a dentist, you know.
Now, this was in New York, or you're finding that here as well?
In New York. And now here it is still political, but I'm finding I'm able to, you know, at least I can be in the college. Mm-hmm. You know, before it was like bikini competition to get into the college. And it was just like, I'm not cut out for this.
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah. For men and women?
For men and women. It's that cutthroat.
So far, the politics you're mentioning just come down to a dirty versus a clean face.
Big time. Big time. Big time.
And is that the totality of it, or is there another example?
There are more nuanced things.
Well, the hair. Don't forget the hair.
Yeah, you don't want
that's getting in someone's mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Whether it's loose hairs or the whole ponytail or something.
Oh, good Lord.
You sometimes dip right
the
in.
The whole pony? How would that happen?
Well, weren't.
Oh, it clearly happened.
Yeah, I mean, this was a tough one, but I didn't have time to get a haircut for a few years.
Oh.
So I had.
Oh, my goodness. Okay,
you were
go on.
Booked solid for a few years.
Yeah, and I had a big ponytail. Very, very, very big.
Okay.
Mm. Like Rapunzel length, or what were we talking?
A little shorter.
Okay.
And I had a low quality hairband.
Okay, I understand that so well.
Right.
That's such, I mean,
get it.
You
it,
are speaking my language.
It kind of flops on your wrist.
Oh.
So I had a low quality hairband.
Right.
And I was, you know, this was in the beginning of my schooling here in Dignity Falls, but I was digging around in a mouth and just something with the way I cocked my head, because the person was at a big angle and had a small mouth. So I really had to.
Oh, they were at a big angle.
Big angle, small mouth.
Yeah.
Can't lose.
And just something about how I cocked my head, the band fell off.
Right.
And it was kind of a weird, I freaked. It was really my reaction.
Right.
If I hadn't kind of, whoa, my hair. Yeah. Whipped into his mouth.
Oh dear!
His little mouth.
It got dipped in there, and he the Novocaine hadn't taken effect yet, so he
he could feel
he
the
could
hair.
Feel my hair.
Oh no!
That's tough.
And it hit his uvula.
Oh
wow!
So then he had a
gracious.
Little tiny bit of barf.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
even without the Novocaine, you're going to feel hair on your uvula.
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
so
sure.
You don't want stuff like that happening. That was. Kind of a red mark in my file. I've really since, you know, I cut my hair.
Okay.
I've since, when I can wash the stuff off my face, I try to.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
And you have, so I just getting back to the
sorry,
post.
Go ahead. Oh,
okay, all right. So you
well,
have.
Don't be mad at me.
Oh, I'm not. I wasn't. Wait, is this like a reverse Mickey? Do you think that you think I'm always mad?
I do think you're always
yes,
mad.
Yes, and I'm not.
I think personally that you're much funnier than people have been saying.
Wait, now see, hang on a minute. Burnt, this is exactly, okay.
Well,
now I am mad. Okay, got me there. But okay, two questions about specifically the post. How much more schooling do you have left?
I've got about 3 years left.
I didn't know, so you've been in dental school for almost 4 years. I did not know it was that long a program.
I never knew either, you know, because in the pharmacy, we don't deal with dentists a lot.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean? Like there will be prescriptions for painkillers occasionally.
Yeah, new teeth and stuff.
Yeah, we can't fill those anymore.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's a practice that went out.
It was a prototype that was, that
happened right here in Dignity Falls.
Yes. Because people were getting them and they didn't know how to apply it.
Yes.
Because they were getting it in a little orange pill bottle and they didn't know how to apply it correctly.
Yeah, a little bottle
it was called U-Tooth. I think it was called U-Tooth, right?
U-Tooth,
you do it yourself.
That was the generic name.
Yeah. Oh, no one could buy the brand name. Lexitooth.
No. Lexitooth, yeah. And they were manufactured by the Lexus Corporation.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I hate them.
I know. You're Chrysler. We get it. We get it. Okay, so then here's the second part. So now, I have heard of this that, you know, you can go to sort of like when someone's in, you know, training to be a hairstylist, like you can go in and get a sort of a cheaper treatment. And I understand that Kendall students can do this.
Yeah.
What the part that kind of was a red flag for me was it's in a community school, community college.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is this just in a random room or, you know, usually they're not outfitted for that kind of, I mean, is this a space that's dedicated or are you literally going into a place that has desks, you know, and like you're just in a, I'm just confused about
it's true. I guess I
the
never,
facilities of it all.
I didn't know that any community college had any sort of medical wing.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, it's not so much a wing. It's, well, you know, people are so on their phones and stuff now. Mm. So the cafeteria has become kind of a quiet place that is actually kind of weirdly perfect for doing my services.
Wait, so are you saying you're doing it while people, while school's in session? I assumed this was like on the weekends or something or at night when people aren't there.
Well, when people aren't there, they don't like to trust us students to not make mischief.
Right.
So they want to always have someone to oversee you.
Which you do mention. There's someone overseeing
you. There's someone overseeing you. Ideally, it's a hygienist, you know, that's doing a favor.
Okay. Oh. I thought you definitely had a hygienist.
Well, it depends on which schedule, you know, which appointments you're booking. In the morning, the hygienist is available. She's on volunteer hours. She comes in because she's graduated and she's, you know, really beautiful. And she
probably has a clean face. The morning is not a busy time for dentists.
No. She's got time. Yeah. She's more of an afternoon. She likes to sleep in, but she's been donating. High quality
hairband.
Yes. Totally. Big hairband.
She's got it all.
Yeah. But if you... Yeah, if you end up booking the afternoon, we kind of get who we can. So sometimes it's other kids in the school.
And just so I'm clear, and maybe just correct me if I'm wrong, I'm picturing just a single, I'm hoping there's a dental chair.
Yes.
In a crowded cafeteria where people are eating. While you're
on their phones.
And they're on their phones. So there's actually not as much eating as you think. People are so disconnected.
But there is food there. And I would think that the health department would get involved at some point.
Let me ask you, who's even the number one person to get rid of the food? It's me.
The food in people's mouths, sure.
Exactly. I can come around and see. Here's the thing.
But my point was, I don't know if they want somebody with a yawning open mouth near the food that other people are going to eat.
The sound of a drill, that kind of stuff. It's never really that pleasant. So, right. But you're just saying that nobody minds. Everybody's just there. The students are there eating and they just don't care.
They're so in their games on their phones.
Okay. Well, that really says something about today's youth. I'll tell you what.
It's so sad.
It is sad.
When I was little, we used to just ignore each other at the dinner table. Mm-hmm. But now you're playing games on your phone.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, so when you put out this, what I want to know is how long ago did you put this out? And are you coming on to get the word out because people aren't coming, or are you getting some good responses?
I put this out about a year ago. I'm coming on to try to get some responses.
Mm. Okay.
I put it out basically when I moved here. I haven't had many clients.
You've had some, though.
I've had... You said one?
We didn't say anything.
We did not give a number.
I have had one.
Okay.
If that's what you meant. I have had one client.
How did that go?
I think it went awesome. I mean, she came in with a lot of plaque, which is really ideal for me.
You want that plaque.
And, it was interesting. I actually, the way... You save a dollar bill for your first business transaction. You know, I kind of have this saved as a little special thing, but I just didn't know it would be my only.
What did you save exactly?
I have the plaque.
Oh,
okay. That was not what I was expecting.
That's a little unpleasant.
It's rough.
Do you have it displayed somehow? Is it like in a frame?
No.
Were you going to ask if it's in a plaque? Because I'm really sick.
I promise you I wasn't going to.
We missed that joke. We missed it.
We did.
I put it in a trophy bowl.
A trophy bowl?
Yeah.
Really?
What is that exactly?
If you go to a trophy store, you could buy a trophy for yourself.
Like a cup.
There's no law against it. Not anymore.
You can just do that for yourself for anything you want. Every birthday you have, you could buy yourself one. Anniversary.
You could.
So I went and I bought one. It's a really gorgeous, like, slender bowl.
You mean like a cup?
Slender bowl. The stuff you drink out of.
A cup.
A slender bowl or a cup.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's sort of a tall, thin bowl.
The idea of slender bowl scares me.
Sorry. Terrifying.
Slender
bowl is so
scary. She was also, I don't think we introduced you to Doug, my husband, who is the engineer. I think that's the other problem.
That's the voice
you're
hearing.
In a different room.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Ooh, your teeth sound a little fuzzy.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
What's going on?
Fuzzy teeth.
Doug, are your teeth fuzzy?
It's just the way I talk.
Give me that foot.
Oh, you want some of this buzz?
Slogan.
Okay. I mean, listen, I'll tell you right now, Doug would 100. It was a little bit like that. Tried to just push past
buzz?
It.
You want that buzz?
I would tell you that he would 100% be one of your patients. I mean, yeah. Like, I really, 100%.
Yeah. You come on down. The afternoons, you'll get Matilda. She's the cafeteria server. In the mornings, you'll get Dr. Eggman. So, you know.
Oh, boy. I would go in the evening.
Did they ever do wooden teeth? There's like frontier pharmacist in Old Town.
Okay.
Dentist, sorry.
I don't want to.
I thought that was just like a sort of museum kind of thing. He's actually putting wooden teeth in people's mouths.
Were you talking about the few residents we have here that still have wooden teeth?
No, there's a place in Old Town Digged.
That does what?
Still has wooden teeth.
Meaning
they'll put it in. I've heard they'll put it in.
It's a frontier dentist, and I thought that was just for show. But Doug is intimating that people are actually going and getting wooden teeth there.
Yes.
Well, you know, Leah might be able to know something more about this because she's actually.
Are you able to know something about this?
About people getting wooden teeth?
About what I'm intimating.
What you're intimating? So, firstly, I have to be clear that my post very clearly states I cannot put new teeth into your mouth.
Oh, you're right.
I cannot do that.
Porcelain or otherwise.
Or
ivory
otherwise.
Or wooden.
And apparently, there's only so many types of teeth that you're allowed to have to be treated.
Exactly. But I can tell you a little fun fact. The scenes, the reason those places are giving you wooden teeth is because they're hoarding the real teeth. Ooh. Nobody wants to sacrifice the real teeth that they have
for the tooth fairy?
In their boxes. Yeah. Well, the tooth fairy is maybe like tier 3 level, like if you haven't done the other two uses for the teeth, if you couldn't figure out how to do it, you get the tooth fairy.
What? Okay,
I'm a little confused.
Exactly. What are the teeth uses?
So the teeth uses, you use it as a carve. You use it to make beautiful art. Oh, like okay. You could make.
These are discarded teeth.
Discarded teeth. Yeah. Okay.
So people use it to make art.
Yeah. Oh. So not like, you know, tooth necklace or something, but like.
No
not could, that.
That's
no.
Disgusting. But almost like shark teeth necklace. Clay. You can soften the teeth and make
gonna
material.
Stick to human
stuff. You can make material out of it.
You mean you like grind it up and make, is that what you mean?
You can soften it.
How do you soften teeth?
Microwave.
That's a good question. Microwave. How long in the microwave will soften a tooth?
30 seconds on and off.
Really?
Not on and off. That's the key. That's the key. On and off.
30 seconds. Wait a couple seconds. 30
more
seconds.
Yeah, 30 more seconds. Yeah.
You do it a minute straight. Nothing happens.
It's like chocolate chips a little bit. You kind of don't want it to burn. You let it cool off.
I have never heard of microwaving teeth, I have to say.
Isn't that anything that's that relative size? You can do it.
You can kind of do that with anything. Yeah, for sure. So fingernails, if you want.
This is, I'm sorry for those of us, those of us and at home listening that are squeamish, because this one's a little, you know, sometimes it can be stomach turning to talk about these things. And I have more questions about the slender cup full of plaque.
Slender bowl.
But I don't, sorry, I combined the two. But this leads me to a bigger question. Are dentists sort of like, I don't know. There was that movie, The Secret Life of Dentists. I never watched it. I didn't know what it was. It was called The Secret Life of Dentists. And I think it was just about a marriage. But but I've always wondered, I mean, is there sort of how do I say this sensitively? Do you think if you're into teeth, you're kind of into some odd things that maybe people might not find that they might get squeamish about, but you're into it because.
Right. Like every podiatrist is a foot fetishist.
Right. Yeah.
There's no way around that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, burnt saying that.
I would say.
Who else would do it?
It's true. So that's what I'm thinking. Yes. I mean, listen, you know exactly what
people
I'm saying.
People who are anti-hands.
I never considered that.
Uh-huh. Sometimes you do something because you hate the opposite.
Because there's no hand doctor.
I guess there isn't.
Right? I don't think there is.
I mean, there's really just extremities. Honestly, and I know this because one of the boys.
Extremities?
No, because the twins broke so many bones. And,
sure.
And what I didn't realize the first time, yes.
And I can't help with that, even if the bone is a tooth, because in my post I said I can't help with that.
This is a question that I'm sure a lot of people have.
Okay.
Are teeth bones?
Yeah.
Oh, asked and answered.
Big time.
Big time bones.
Big time bones.
Big time.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And they can melt in the microwave.
Yeah.
So, okay. So Now I forgot what I had asked.
Oh, your we children broke about, all their bones.
Do you know what? I can't. Well, I can't stop thinking about it. I'm so sorry for this, but did anyone watch that really depressing, one of those, you know, things that's turned by Reese Witherspoon into a Hulu show? There's so many of them. It's like big feelings and broken right. house and yeah. burning edges. You know, yeah. it's just got some
dirty
title like that.
Yeah.
yeah. It was with Amy Adams and it was about
sharp
a disappearance.
Objects. Sharp objects.
That's it. See, they all sound the same.
Yes.
And at the very end.
Slippery when wet.
Yes. They can't get enough of these shows.
Yeah.
And I've never read any of the books. Mm-hmm. And
severe tire.
Something's
damage.
Always on fire or broken yes. glass. Those are the requirements. But at the very end, there's a reveal that she's with the person who did the murdering, and it's a whole entire house. Mm-hmm. And then to make the ivory, she recreated a house that she lived in. And
I
the floor is all real teeth. It's the ivory floor. And I was horrified by that. So right now, when you say that, all I can picture is someone making an ivory floor of teeth, and it's a serial killer.
Does that happen often?
Well, let me tell you this. Have you seen who the creator of that show is?
No.
Tamara Dunkelstein, former dental student.
What?
And this is what I mean. It's all political. Her daddy's some big producer. She pitches, what about, I have an ending shot in mind. It's a floor.
Oh,
of
she just
teeth.
Starts with the ending shot. That's it.
If we could all just pitch off of an ending shot, we'd all right? have so many TV shows.
Yeah.
And
it's true.
Her daddy producer makes her the show for her. And it's just like, this is why I left New York.
So are people using dental school as a stepping stone to Hollywood careers?
Sometimes like they are. And it's so sickening because like I'm in it for all your teeth. I'm in it for your
clearly,
teeth.
Clearly. And the plaque.
And the plaque. Gimme. I'm in it for that. And it's just like, you know, I'm adjacent to this kind of behavior because of my husband.
And I wanted to talk to you more about him. Yes. So go on. What were you going to say?
Well, you know, it's a very emotional because he lives in the limelight, so he has to look
absolutely
a exactly. He has to look a certain way. The amount of procedures I'm doing on his mouth,
oh,
po bobo, is crazy.
I'm sorry, what's that term?
Po bobo.
Po bobo.
Pro bobo.
Yeah.
Are you saying? Are you saying pro bono, which is also a legal term?
I didn't go to lawyer school.
Okay.
Fair enough.
When you do free dental, it's pro bobo.
It is.
Oh,
never heard of that before. But
that's my
ignorance. Would I know? How would we know?
Exactly.
Because you never had free dental work.
It's true.
Like what you could get in my post.
It's really true.
That is true.
free
bobo.
A 3-hour cleaning.
Well, over a few sessions.
Well, that's if it's a deep cleaning.
A deep cleaning.
Yes.
Yeah, because I got to get everything out of there.
But a standard cleaning is 3 hours.
Standard cleaning is 3 hours. The deep clean takes so long because I got to get under the teeth.
Yeah.
So you have to take some of them out like you're vacuuming.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Are you talking about it like it's furniture? Like you're picking
yes.
up a chair, you're vacuuming it
under
and putting it back down.
The dust and stuff
you are
underneath.
Taking the teeth Wait, out of their sockets?
Does that qualify as a deep cleaning? Picking up a chair and vacuuming? Me under it.
No, I just was trying to get the visual. I'm not saying that's a deep cleaning, but you know I keep a clean house.
I know you do. Yes,
but
you do.
Imagine right. if you had that chair and there's little pieces of sandwich in there.
No.
There's spinach leaves.
Oh, no.
There's sesame seeds.
But wait a second.
Popcorn.
This is how that's generally
chair.
I have been to the dentist many times. I
yeah.
have never heard
good job
from anyone else. My children, thank you. I wasn't looking for praise.
Good job.
Wasn't looking for praise.
I'm proud of you.
It's not about me, guys.
A
it's not about me.
A plus.
I can't. Okay, it's not about me. What I'm saying is, I have never heard or seen. Anything about cleaning someone's teeth but removing them to do so.
Well, you got to give me their names because then that means they got a lot of juicy plaque under those suckers that I'm going to get out.
I think that's how it works. The plaque is just on the
Seems
outside,
like
not underneath. I mean, again, I didn't go to
you
dentist
did
school.
It. That's right.
I guess she's got us
Maybe
there.
I can tell you what's under your houses.
Oh, boy. It's good. She's looking
wow.
me dead in the eyes.
Oh, man. The tension. You can cut the tension with a
It makes
knife.
A lot of sense. If you take the teeth out, then you can just work on it outside of the mouth.
It makes a lot
it
of
does.
Sense.
Yeah, I see how that would be easier, but how do you get the teeth back in?
So this is why
I
won't take
I hope these people
anybody...
are like being put under or have incredible Novocaine.
Great
you are
point.
Ripping out their teeth.
Well, this is why I won't take anyone that already needs tooth extraction. I don't have time. I'm already yeah. taking out all your teeth to do this. If we're doing
it, seems like
cleaning.
It actually would work out fine then, because you're already
no,
going to take them out.
I think then would be easier to
no,
do
sure.
people at bridges
address,
and partials.
I
and
can't
things like
address
that.
The separate issues going on.
Okay.
I have to just focus. focus on the, I'm only on plaque right now. So right now, you know, in my school training, it's like, we're on plaque right now. Right. So that's all I can really do for you.
Chapter plaque.
Yeah. And
what's the next stage?
The next stuff is cavities. So big holes, small holes, cracks, stuff like that.
Okay. Does a crack count as a cavity?
Here's a question. So if you have a crack in a glass and no water seeps through, that's a crack, and that's a superficial crack. If water seeping through, that's actually a hole, but you're calling it a crack because of how it looks. But the actual internal DNA of that, it's a hole.
It's DNA. Okay.
Well explained.
I say, really? Yeah.
What I want to know is if how life has changed for your husband, because you're saying you're still having to do all this work on him.
Yeah.
I thought you moved here so that he would not get recognized, and I just picture him staying inside all day. What's going on?
So, yeah. And can I just review very quickly? So he's famous for doing this video at the Chrysler Building, which presumably is... He's not reenacting it live every time.
Sure, but there's also a lot of print work, right? There's a lot of ads, like in magazines and whatnot.
Exactly.
But I mean, still, I feel like
I just saw one recently, I think.
Because, so this is kind of an exclusive, but he told me I'm okay to tell strangers.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is a scoop. This is great.
This is a scoop, but they're doing a version of the building out here.
In Dignity Hall?
Yes.
Like a replica?
A version. Like a 1-to-1 scale, or is
not
it going to be bigger, smaller?
Not 1-to-1. It's going to be smaller.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would say it's going to be human height sized.
Like the one he's standing next to in the video.
Exactly. And it's going to be kind of like the way there's an Eiffel Tower in like Las Vegas and stuff.
Right. Yeah, that one is more, right. That one's pretty big.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's so that you don't have to go there. So we've been talking to Dignity Falls. Even here, we can't totally avoid it because there's people here that have been to New York. So they go, oh my God, you're the Chrysler guy.
So right. He still does get recognized.
He still gets recognized. So it's less.
If you've been in New York, for more than 5 minutes, you've seen
Steve is his father.
Steve is his father.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I apologize.
That's okay. He's my father-in-law. We get along.
Oh, that's
okay.
Nice. Oh, I spoke too soon.
But
say more.
Well, he's got a big personality.
Oh,
so
I figure.
He's kind of busting into our house all the time, unannounced, breaking the door down.
Oh.
And, you know, we got to entertain him. And it's more food, you know.
Sounds
and
like a,
he like a
sounds
Renaissance
like a giant in a fairy tale. Yeah.
So we're having to put on movies after movies, but he polishes them off so fast.
Ooh.
He watches them on 3X. And he's insatiable.
Does he live here?
He doesn't live here.
Okay.
But when he's on vacation, because he's so rich, he's always vacationing.
Oh, okay.
Here.
And he just really wants to be with you.
He wants to hang out with his son.
Sure.
You know, we get
That's
along.
Why he watches the movies so fast.
Because he wants more time, but he also...
He doesn't want to get Cats in the Cradled.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's his nightmare.
Oh, okay.
That's his literal nightmare.
When you say you get along... Okay.
Yeah.
The intonation there is just because of how much he's there and how much
he's demanding
eats.
How much he wants
more food.
He's read every book in the house. I can't satiate. I'm giving him manuals now. I can't satiate the man.
I'm trying to picture him. He's coming in. He's demanding food. He's watching movies at three times
PRX. One of the biggest
reading
books. like behemoths of a corporation. He's big business, and yet he's in this house.
Dignity
Falls.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did he ever know Lee Iacocca?
Who?
Lee Iacocca used to be the chairman of Chrysler.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He did.
Oh.
I think in the 80s.
Yeah. Big ol' Lee. That's how I hear it around
Big
the house.
Big ol' Lee.
I didn't know their last name.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't get along so well.
Oh, no. Is it because Lee Iacocca's passed away?
Lee Iacocca, he didn't like that. So this is kind of what's tricky about my father-in-law. He's very sensitive.
So Steve took it personally when Lee Iacocca died.
He didn't like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So my mother-in-law passed away. May God rest her soul.
Yes.
And
that was touchy. I don't know where we were headed.
May God bless her body.
Oh.
And her gorgeous curves.
Oh.
And when she passed away, he was going to give the eulogy.
Mm.
And his eulogy, we had to stop him because he took it personally that she passed away.
Wow. Oh.
And he said, why did you do this to me? You did this on purpose.
Oof.
You did this to spite me. Mm. And we were like, no.
Terrible.
She's a very intense person.
No, yeah. She got hit by a dart. She did not do that on purpose.
Hit by a dart.
She did not do this on purpose. It was a freak accident, but he took it very personally. And when Big Ol' Lee died, he was like, you did this on purpose to scorn me. Right. You did this to leave me alone.
His standard eulogy. Yeah.
Exactly.
Can I ask, I hate to bring up something that's so sad, but yeah. Can you walk us through the dart accident?
Horrible. Horrible. We were at a bar. Mm. It was Steve's birthday. Mm. And these hooligans were playing darts.
Okay.
Huh?
What part?
Steve Chrysler of the Chrysler Building. He celebrated his birthday at the bar.
Yeah, it was at the Pig and Whistle in New York on 34th and 5th.
Of all the places, yeah.
Yeah, and we were knocking back mudslides. We were all having a good time.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Oh.
And
sounds fun.
Great.
A couple of hooligans, you know, it was happy hours, 5 p.m. No. They were throwing darts. And I didn't clock that they had clocked us, you know, like we thought we were two separate groups, you know, but they had been razzing us the whole time. Secretly, we found out in their testimonies, they had been razzing us.
Oh, and testimonies.
They gave each other, you know, dares.
Okay.
You know,
this all came out in court.
This all came out in court. I dare you to hit those pitchers with the dart. I dare you to hit the IPA tap with the dart.
But, oh, and wow. That seems like very dangerous. You're not supposed to throw the darts all over the bar.
The dares also seem to be dart related.
They were
exclusively.
Entirely dart related. These guys had a mission. And then they said, I dare you to hit that lady with a dart.
Oh, that's just assault.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
They went to prison.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad justice was served.
Me too.
It is hard though, especially
the other guys who did not throw the dart at the lady, or did they all?
They all were accomplices. Because
like Murder on the Orient Express.
People don't know if you issue the dare, you are liable.
Wow.
And so, if you double dog, you get more time. And
that is just so tragic that,
it's really
you know,
tragic.
She was murdered and he stood up and blamed her instead of her murder.
It's
for her
victim
death.
Blaming.
Right. And again, just so we're
the
clear.
The highest degree.
How did the dart lead to her death?
Yeah.
Oh.
So. She had a little, surgery right here, appendicitis.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
And it tore through those stitches.
Wow.
And so stuff started just coming out.
Stuff.
A million to one shot.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I believe after hearing those men talk in court, I was like, they knew she had an appendicitis and they were going for her weak spot.
Well, how could they have known that?
And I don't know. That's what death makes you crazy. That's the first time I've been crazy. Death makes you crazy.
That was the first time you've been crazy.
Yeah.
You hadn't experienced death before.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. She was a real treasure.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we didn't really know that much about her. Just her gorgeous curves.
Very curvy. It's incredible.
Wow.
May God bless her curves.
Oh, may God bless and keep them.
Amen.
Well, Leah, I, you know, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Of course,
we hope you get some takers, and I hope you can move out of the cafeteria of the community college and into a place a little more sterile.
I feel bad. I feel like, you know, people listening, I'm not sure we've sold this correctly unless someone has a real penchant for something like this, but we've let you know if you're listening that you're going to be in a cafeteria that's crowded.
Yes.
And we let you know that your teeth are individually going to be ripped out.
Yes. All supervised by someone who works behind the counter at a cafeteria.
If you choose the afternoon.
You get Dr. Eggman?
Yeah, okay. In the morning.
Well, I would say shoot for Dr. Eggman.
Yeah.
Or just go to a regular dentist.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
This is if you want it for free.
Yeah, this is for free. And think about it.
If you want politic-free dentistry.
Exactly. I'm no bullshit. Clean the swamp. Come to my dentist's chair right after you eat lunch. What could be better?
Oh,
you eat a bunch of celery.
Okay.
Stuff that gets in your teeth.
That part.
Seaweed salad. Seaweed salad.
Seaweed salad.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
sure, stringy.
And then you have me right there Okay.
Oh, that's Escrow. That's my dog. He's very old. He used
61 years old.
Oh my God. How are his teeth doing?
Not. Oh. Well, the ones that are left.
Yeah.
Not good.
Listen, he's not aware of Neighbor Hop. If he wants, he can hop in that chair.
Well, you will do a dog's teeth as well.
I will do the ones that are analogs to human teeth.
What if he got human teeth in there? He might like it.
Like give him a set of human dentures?
Yeah.
I'm not at human teeth. That's actually my third level class. So after cavities, we go into how to give animals human teeth.
That's always cracked up, Doug. When, you know, he sees a dog, when they do this sort of like it's an app, they give it human teeth.
I remember he was so mad that they didn't stick with the original Sonic the Hedgehog design.
Right. The one with the human teeth.
He's like, what was wrong with it?
Finally got it right.
What was wrong with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, well, Leah, is there anything a final thing you'd like to say to people to encourage them to come to your practice?
Yeah.
I really hate doing this, but he owes me one big time.
Oh.
I will get you an autograph from my husband if you come to my chair.
Oh, wow.
I need the hours to complete my program. You're supposed to get 10,000 hours. It's a Malcolm Gladwell style program. So
That's a very long time.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I know.
You've already been at this for 4 years.
I know. And I've only had the one client. Oh, so I need to get my 10,000 hours.
So that's only 3 hours.
Because it wasn't even a deep clean. So I just need my 10K.
So are you saying like a headshot that's signed? Is this what you're saying?
He'll sign. Honestly, I'm going to make it so that he'll sign whatever you bring.
Okay.
So you can sign a headshot. You can sign a
What if somebody brings a little model of the Empire State Building?
Oh. Well, that would just be cruel.
I think that's bad faith.
Yeah.
That would be bad faith. But there's hooligans.
What if they come in at happy hour?
Hooligans are triggering.
To the cafeteria?
Hooligans are really triggering because a hooligan killed my mother-in-law. So it's tough. So that might be a case by case. Don't try to like fuck around with him.
Yeah.
Because he's nice and he might do it, but it'll hurt his feelings.
Oh, okay.
I know we have so little time, but I am intrigued that he owes you big time.
Yeah.
Can you just tell us really quickly why he owes you big time?
Yeah.
Between us. Oh.
Okay, yes.
So, Monty Empire from the Empire State Building. He has a lot of plaque.
Right.
He does a little worse than Ben does.
Okay.
And I may or may not have put that plaque in his mouth.
Oh, wait.
So you sabotaged Monty Empire by somehow putting plaque in his mouth?
Wait, because that's... But wait, no. Who are you talking about? Who owes you?
So Ben owes me because I did that.
She sabotaged Monty Empire.
Wow.
So he owes me. I went to his house.
But he doesn't know that you did this. This is a huge secret.
But he should do it because he's my husband.
Oh, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Sure, of course.
You don't always tell your partner when I'm sure you and Doug do nice things for each other all the time, but you keep it a secret.
Yeah. I mean, I've not done something like steal plaque from him and put it in someone else's mouth. I mean, that really is an act of love.
Wait, did you steal the plaque from your husband and then put it in? And why would it be stealing?
Well,
maybe those were my words.
I mean, you know, because I could have put it in a little thin bowl or something. I could have memorialized it.
Yeah.
But instead, I snuck into Monty's house and slathered it all over his teeth. Oh,
goodness. I mean, this is like a whole other episode, her describing this. We're not going to be able to get to it. But also, you do know this will... I mean, they will be able to hear us whispering. I mean, this might get out.
It's true. Yeah, because we're whispering into microphones.
Yeah.
But do you think that Ben is likely to listen to this podcast?
Ben is so busy consuming the media with his father.
I'm not worried about Monty listening to it.
Do you think Monty Empire will listen to this?
Does Monty Empire listen to the neighborhood?
I view him as a cultureless nitwit. So I'm not sure if he listens to podcasts or experiences art or reads.
I get it.
He's such a little, what is it called? What's the opposite of a Philistine?
The opposite of a Philistine?
Yeah. Like the opposite of a podiatrist. What's the opposite of a Philistine? He just doesn't like any culture media.
I think that he would just be a Philistine.
A Philistine.
I think you've got it.
Yes.
Guys, I didn't go to vocabulary school.
You know what? Fair enough. Fair enough, Leah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Leah.
Give her that plaque.
Yeah. Give her that plaque. She wants it.
Give me. I'm hungry for it. 10,000 hours, baby. Let's go. 10,000 hours by the end of this week. Sign up. Find my post. Get in the chair.
Oh, you heard it.
There you go.
That's all the stuff you need.
Have your marching orders.
All the info. All right,
Leah.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
It was fascinating speaking to you.
You yeah. too. It was really nice to meet you. And again, much funnier than people say.
Okay. Again, I just, this is, boy, this is going to bother me for a while. Okay.
All right. We'll be back with more of The Neighborhood Listen.
Hey, everybody. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I said win Mother's Day. I'm Nicole Parker. I'm going to tell you how to give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. She will love looking back on your childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep uploading mom's frame with new photos. It truly is the gift that keeps on giving. And I gave my mother-in-law one, and it's great because I have a 4-year-old son, and she just gets to have constant pictures streaming to her kitchen counter, which is where she keeps this frame, because I guess that's where grandmas really do love to be, right? In the kitchen. No, grandmas belong everywhere, not just the kitchen, but the kitchen happens to be where she keeps her frame. All right. Now, the other thing is I have a son, so I hope that someday he gives one to me so that I remember what he looks like when he's 30 and it isn't call. Also, some other fun bits of trivia about the Aura frame. It's loved by the press. It's featured in more than 130 gift guides, and it has been selected 3 times as one of Oprah's favorite things. Don't look under your seat. You don't have it. I didn't give it for you. You have to get it yourself, but it's easy to set up. It's the perfect gift for any occasion. It has free unlimited storage, and you have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is how many other digital frames do it. So right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A Frames.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and conditions, oh, they apply.
Frames!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, everybody. I have got new leather sandals bought in Mexico. Fire emoji for $10. That is capital N, capital E, capital W. New. I can't tell you how new these leather sandals are. They are new handmade leather sandals bought in Mexico. Never used. Very unique, soft, comfy leather. Size 12, unisex. Would make a great gift. Only $10. Fire emoji. Now listen, I am telling you, I put 2 pictures up of it, of them, okay? So you can see just how, first of all, how unisex they really are. Any man or woman, non-binary individual, any person, however a person identifies, they're going to feel comfortable in this shoe, or these shoes, I should say. Now, I know what you're going to say to me. You're going to say, Sophia, I didn't even have to zoom in. I saw some wear and tear on the toe. You're going to say to me that these look like they were found in a shipwreck, because if you look at it the wrong way, of course that's what it looks like. If you look at it the wrong way, they look like they are from a museum that maybe are an example of one of the very first sandals that was ever created by a human being at the beginning of civilization. I'm just going to tell you that I receive these in Mexico. I've never used them. It's not like they were my favorite go-to shoe for the last 62 years. Sorry, I don't want to reveal my age. Don't do that math. I'm not sure I did it correctly. It just feels true. I promise you these are brand new and they are fire.
And we are back. Well, best of luck to Leah, but
I'm kind of, it just made me shudder to think about people's teeth being taken out, cleaned, and then put back in.
I was more
like,
disturbed.
It doesn't sound like she's actually cleaning the tooth. She's just cleaning the socket. That's what it sounded like to me.
I understood that she was taking the tooth out, I guess polishing up the tooth and then putting it back in there somehow.
I sure hope so, but she mentioned that like that's where all the plaque is underneath, which I'm not sure is correct.
You know what I picture?
What?
I can't wait.
You know,
Doug, you know, please, you know, let us into your mind palace.
I've learned to give you enough time to just get ready for what I'm about to say.
Oh, yes, because sometimes I do miss it. Smart. You are right. Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know those golf ball cleaners on golf courses?
Yes.
Where you put the ball in and then you press it down into the suds. I picture her with the teeth, taking them out, putting them in one of those. Golf ball cleaner.
Ugh. Why not put them all in at the same time? Because teeth are so small.
How about putting them in the microwave and they melt? What was that about?
I can't.
I'm not sure that's real.
Do you think that's true?
And you know what?
I don't want to try it.
Babe, don't you say a thing because you know the boys are going to try to do it.
I was just going to suggest.
You were going to try to do it. He's going to try to do it.
Doug, are you going to try to do that?
Don't you use Jalliope's baby teeth. I keep those. I'm keeping those for my life.
I thought Doug was keeping them for the apocalypse.
Wait, is this a thing?
Doug, a while ago, I don't know if Doug still feels this way.
Oh, that's.
He was going. He was saving the kids' baby teeth for somehow they'd become currency.
They'd become currency
in a sort of Mad Max post-apocalyptic future.
That's right. Like, maybe that's why my instinct was to say you can't use them.
Because they know they're valuable. They might become currency.
All I was going to say is I have a little hack out there for the listeners.
Oh,
for a microwave hack, you put a little wet paper towel in with a hot dog bun.
Uh huh.
Okay.
And you microwave that, it becomes very moist again.
Oh, you're talking about if it's a leftover one, like one that's gotten hard. Because I don't think you need to do that for a brand new hot dog.
It doesn't dry out, it becomes, you know, really soft. So I was thinking with the
tooth.
Well,
there you go.
Well, because you're putting it on a wet paper towel, I think.
Doug's bun hacks for you, everybody.
I wish we had time for more of Doug's bun hacks, but
we can space
maybe
them
next
out.
Episode. We do have to
read one final post before we go.
Now
and Joan, you said you have one.
I find it shocking because it's just dropped here, and then you know I didn't even look at the comments because we try not to do that, but I was really tempted to.
What do you mean it's just dropped here?
Okay, Susan says, anyone heard anything about a murder that happened on Maple in Maine?
Oh my word!
I told you.
Maine.
President Sometime Maine? Early Sunday
oh,
morning.
Maine Road.
Yes.
Yeah.
My friend lives by there and is a bit nervous, but I cannot find anything that proves this happened. Now, the word proves is also crazy to me.
What is okay? So
there's no information. She just thinks there was a murder.
Susan's heard from her neighbor that there was a murder at an intersection.
Yeah.
And she has found no other proof.
Right. And it doesn't go on to say what else she did to sort of look it up. I mean, usually right. we've got, because we have the police ticker, you know, usually you can find that.
Love on the police ticker. Absolutely.
Absolutely. The Dignity Falls police ticker is pretty funny sometimes.
Yeah. And if you, they really, it's they, pretty funny. They, yeah. Sometimes. Yes, you're right.
It's funny just because how detailed they are.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Usually it's just like a quick little thing. It's like, robbery happened 2 a.m., you know, arrest me.
Yeah.
But this is like, it describes the conversation. It's mm-hmm. almost like a little novella, really. Like, it's like someone,
it really is.
Someone's really writing the descriptions there.
It's sometimes it's so, there's such a lack of any serious crimes.
Yes.
And it feels like they're trying to fill it with
maybe
things.
That's there, it.
I don't know why they have to keep it going
yeah.
when there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it'll be like, police report they heard a weird noise.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, yeah. well that's it's that vague.
I saw like police report. I slipped.
Right.
But it was like the policeman slipped
right, the
and
policeman
he reported it.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Sometimes it's just the policeman being like, heard something in my house,
yeah.
you know, and I yeah. think they're just using it for their own personal.
Yeah. These guys, I they're off the clock. I don't know why they're doing that. One time it said found 2 dimes.
The finder's keepers.
Yes. Under finder's keepers rules. This is allowed. But I do like at a lot of dentist offices, doctor's offices here in town, they have the old fashioned paper ticker.
Oh yes,
that spits it out, and then you can trade that with people that are also waiting there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can all hold it together and sort of, you know, like pull it along.
Kind of like how it would come out when people were like getting the ticker for the racetracks for the horse races.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. If you've seen the Sting.
Oh, The Sting. I love The Sting.
I love that movie.
That's oof, Robert movie. Redford, Paul Newman, take your pick.
It's
imagine if Sting was in it. You'd really love it.
Oh, wow.
The Sting Sting. Oh, my goodness. Sting, that would be amazing. Sting.
Oh, could somebody
he could play either part. He could play Henry Gondorf really well. That was Paul Newman's
role.
Do you
think?
I do.
You think Sting would be just as good as Paul Newman in that role?
Okay, well, that is not what I said. How so about now the, you're twisting well, my words okay. around. Right. No, no one could be as good as him, but Sting can do anything. He could do it.
He could do anything. What if somebody replaced the Marvin Hamlisch Scott Joplin score with Sting music? Just like, so then it would be the Sting.
Here come the horses round the bend.
Is that the same as Murder of Crows?
Now, I was also trying to put a little bit of Valparaiso in it because we were talking about White Squall. That was a song that he contributed to the album.
What's Valparaiso?
Valparaiso. It's just round the Cape Horn to the...
Is it the name of a ship?
No, I think it's supposed to be a destination, or, and it might be like mythical. I don't know. I don't know anything about it except for Sting sings the song. And
okay. on the White Squall soundtrack. Right. And you've been hearing a lot because the boys have been listening incessantly. Is it one of those written for the music for the movie?
So
it's at the end credits, so it counts.
Yes.
Yes.
It was a whole thing.
Did not win the Oscar.
Would you say it did not?
I like the Your Sting playlist. Sting's greatest hits never includes any Police or any songs I've ever heard.
Leans heavily on Dream of the Blue Turtle, from what I understand.
Well, and some Mercury Falling.
I'll take your word for that one.
What can I do? Well, I can't help it. I love Sting.
If you have any information about a murder that may have happened
on this murder,
please let the police know. I was going to say let us know, but no, let the police know.
I don't know. I just feel like I really hope this isn't the first thing that she did.
Yeah.
You know, but it does sound like she did some investigating.
But
need evidently, I don't know, for the job.
If only he were real. Or she. What's great about evidently is it could be a man or a woman.
I think
that
was discussed. I think it was even discussed to be spelling it L-E-I-G-H in that episode.
Why don't we do a reenactment of that episode word for word just to see if we can do it. And we switch roles. We get a transcript.
Oh, now that's kind of fun.
Do you think we could get Sybil back to do that?
Oof, that's a big question. I don't know. We'll just have to see.
I guess we'll have to see.
We'll just have to see.
Well, listen, if you suspect there may have been a murder, why not ask the police? I don't know if they're allowed to tell you. Like, I don't know if you could call them up and say, hey, was there a murder at this intersection?
Did she just go to the corner and look for like blood spatter, or did she just look for, you know, what did this lady, what's Susan doing?
You know, it reminds me of, you know, in these Batman video games.
Oh, again. Yeah. You have to explain these to me, Bernie. Yeah. I'm not a video game.
There is you have sort of detective vision, which will cause things to, you press a certain sequence of buttons and it'll cause things to light up.
Oh.
You know, if you're trying to find something, but there's a noise that it makes while you're in that mode.
Oh.
Which is sort of like a ghostly, underwatery kind of sound. And I find it actually very unpleasant.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Just remembering putting that out there.
Just putting that out there.
Well, that's unpleasant, as is murder. So if it happens, or
Joan,
if you hear that it happens.
What a terrific segue. Murder is unpleasant. At the least.
At the very least.
At the very least, murder is unpleasant.
It sure is.
It's rude.
It's rude.
It's thoughtless.
Unnecessary. Well, that's it for us.
Well, listen, if you would like to send us a post, we forgot to mention this earlier. If you would like to send us a post that maybe we have missed, you can screenshot it and send it to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com. And of course, subscribe to, if you want to get ad-free versions of the episodes or to have access to our bonus room content where we do additional episodes, you can sign up at the Maximus tier at cbbworld.com. cbbworld.com, and then you'll have access to those things.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right.
I've run out of things to say.
Did you have anything else, babe? Babe, did you get any messages?
Doug, are you there? Doug, you okay?
Hello?
Hold on. Really?
Oh, here we go.
Can you make out what's happening?
Well, it
sounds like it's between channels.
Yeah.
Well, that's where the real communication's coming in.
This is no murder, but it is unpleasant.
Now that's pleasant. The same thing.
I do like those little.
It got a little pleasant.
That's what makes him think it's aliens.
It does sound like a 1950s UFO for
it
sure.
It does. So when I asked you if you had anything, was that just you're just playing what you're listening to, or was that something?
Well, I have to decode that before I can tell you.
What is that process?
Yeah, what is
it? Take this recording, stretch it out, play it at different, you know, tempos.
Okay.
Slow it down.
Stretch it out. Mm-hmm.
See if I can formulate patterns based off, you know, what I'm hearing.
Right. Is it possible that there is no coded message and it's literally just static?
I could hear a little bit of talking. I will say that.
Right. But it did sound like a radio stuck between stations as opposed to something that was
encoded message. Yeah.
Doug, have you ever seen the movie Frequency?
No.
Maybe
the
greatest ham radio movie. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby would love that.
But
movie.
I can't remember. Is it ham radio or is it a CB radio? But he's communicating with his dead dad.
Yeah.
Across time.
Aw.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. It's sort of sad, but cool. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but you'd love it.
I haven't seen it either, but I had a suspicion that it was not a very good movie because a friend of mine who hardly ever went to the movies, for some reason saw that movie and thought it was the greatest movie he'd ever seen. And so that to me said, well, it's probably not that good.
I tend to like movies that are about a very specific niche hobby or practice, you know.
I got to call it such as here, Doug.
such as Rounders.
Oh.
It's about poker. Is
something
that
like that. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where it's just so
then you'd like The Secret Lives of Dentists. I mean, what's more niche than that?
And it's about, but it's about
again,
somebody's
I don't
crumbling
think it
marriage.
Is. I'm not sure. I just, right. I think it's just some
who is
indie.
In it? Do you know?
I want to say the actress Hope Davis, and I don't know anything
more. That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Well, you let us know.
Was Maren Ireland in it by any chance? How about Martin
Donovan?
No, but
Michael Shannon was.
Michael Shannon, sure. Was he the titular dentist?
Possibly. Now I got to look it up. Everyone, just let us know if you've seen Secret Life of Dentists.
Any of those.
Any of those.
If you've seen any Secret Like, Secret Lie. But you know what? Belay that order. We're going to look it up.
There you go.
Right after we stop here, mm-hmm. and we will have that information for you top of next episode.
Oh, I love that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, great.
So if you can hang on for a week without looking it up yourselves, we will give you a rundown of The Secret Life of Dentists.
We'll know faster than you do, unless you look it up yourself. That's right.
But in life, we will know faster than you, because we're going to do it right now.
That's true.
They could already be on the case.
They could.
You know what? You're probably ahead of us.
But it doesn't matter. We're going to look it up and we're going to get back to you.
Please don't look it up.
If you're the kind of family that did not open up a present on Christmas Eve, then you will be able to wait until we break the news to you next week.
Oh, until then.
Goodbye.
And bye. All of the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris.
Today's guest was played by Rekha Shankar.
The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maxima subscribers. Your support keeps the show going.